taking this precious opportunity to pause. And to pause in the momentum of your day or your week. And to literally exhale. Maybe beginning simply by taking a few slightly deeper breaths. And bringing a bit more focus to the out-breath. Maybe even letting the out-breath lengthen. Slowing it down, stretching it out, just the tiniest bit, not so that it becomes effortful, but that it begins to allow you the time, the space, to begin to let go. To let yourself be here. Now. And letting your breath just find a natural ease. Full rhythm. And to allow yourself to inhabit your body more fully. It might help to simply connect with the touch points between your feet in the floor or the earth, your bottom or your back, supported and held by the chair or the cushion or the floor. Feeling hands wherever they're in contact with each other or with your lap or your legs. Beginning to feel the body. Oh, here. Now. And as you begin to land in this moment, taking care to lovingly just check in. How are you showing up today? What's here? What's the quality of mind and heart? Remembering that this heart-mind is one interconnected, expansive entity. Maybe there's a stream of thoughts rushing through the mind. What ifs or worries or imaginings? Maybe the reverberations in the news you read this morning. Impact from some conversation you've had today or yesterday. So just being aware if the mind is chewing on anything or spinning on anything. Not with any agenda in this moment to fix that or change it or get rid of it, to figure it out, but just here at the beginning of practice, bringing into awareness a sense of, oh, this is the energy of the mind right now. And checking in with the heart, that emotional side of the heart-mind. What feelings might be present? Perhaps some anxiety or worry or fear, anger, frustration, helplessness, maybe a trickle of hope. Moments of peace or contentment. So again, no agenda to fix or change or figure out, but really a loving acknowledgement. Oh, this is here. The heart's like this. And however it is, maybe taking a few moments to meet yourself just as you are, with a warm-hearted presence, maybe gifting yourself a gentle hand to the heart or some other soothing gesture that expresses a measure of care. So if there's any difficulty or discomfort in the body or mind or heart, offering the kindness of noticing. Oh, it's like this. And just feeling yourself sitting here with yourself. much in the same way as you might sit down next to a dear friend who is having a hard day. Oh, I'm here. I'm right here with you. Just as you are. And if somehow you're catching yourself in a moment where there is a measure of ease, peace, really pause to drink that in as well. Just as we sit beside our friends in hard times, we also sit with them in good times and mundane times. So, really meeting yourself fully. And with friendliness. You're welcome to hold your gesture for as long as it feels comforting or supportive, and if somehow it feels more easeful to rest the hands, letting that happen. And if you tuned in to any disturbance or agitation in the mind or the heart, you might circle back to the body now. It's like the fires of the heart-mind are often felt in the body through pockets of tension or tightness. So circling back to the body and just in a slow, soft way, letting your awareness sweep through the body, inviting a deeper resting, a deeper release into this moment here. Sending the breath into and through any of those knotted places in the body, inviting the possibility of a softening or a settling. To whatever degree possible, no expectation. Letting your body, a felt sense of your body, maybe a touch point, maybe a felt sense of the body as a whole, maybe the breath, letting it be your anchor, your resting place to come back to. Each time you notice you might be lost in a story or thoughts that are fanning the flames of anxiety or agitation. Letting the inner storm, the inner turbulence, calm and settle by coming back to the body again and again. And when you find yourself caught up in thinking or in the fires of anxiety or anger or agitation, inviting in that quality of caring, friendly presence sitting quietly, beside the turmoil, and you don't have to extinguish the fires of the heart mind, but you can invite your awareness back into the body. Often, anxiety pulls us into the future. And so, we can come home to this moment, right here. Oh, here. Here. And feeling the body. Offering up space and time for the fires in the heart mind to cool. They may or may not go out. But we can take a little break from fueling all those intense feelings. And just let the body rest on the earth. And let the mind, the awareness, rest on the body. as we come to the final minute of our practice together today, perhaps reflecting on how this practice of pausing, of attending to the fires of your own heart mind and offering them care and kindness, time and space to cool, how that might be a great gift to this world that's so inflamed. How this practice might support you in walking out into the world in a way that doesn't inflame our collective anxiety, our collective anger, collective agitation, that by tending to your own heart, you're helping tend to the world's heart and might be a conduit to more peace. May all beings be safe from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy. May all beings know peace and live with ease. May it be so. And taking a slightly deeper breath, maybe breathing some gentle movement into fingers and toes, maybe gifting your body a gentle stretch as you gradually release the practice and open your eyes to this moment right here. Just spotlight a few things, and then would love to hear from you and where you are and what you're needing as we're sort of opening to kind of a blank canvas and where we go together with our Wednesdays, having completed the series on the Paramis. You know, anxiety, agitation, anger, intense emotions may be visitors for you in the coming days and weeks. And some of what was in that practice are some of the many ways of working with emotion. You know, part of it is to not judge it, to not critique it, to not fight with it. Often we magnify our suffering that way, and so one of the first ways of working with it is to actually pause and notice it. Like, oh, this is here. You know, I don't want this to be here, but this is here. And just in the noticing, sometimes there's a settling, there's a cooling of that, the fires of the mind and the heart. noticing the body. The body is a place to rest. It's always a place to rest in our practice. And it's often supportive because it's here. It's in the now. And many of these agitated emotions are in the past or the future, which we actually can't control. You know, we can't time travel and replay the past. We can't time travel and fix the future. So there's a lot of stress in the nervous system to be leaning into past or future. Of course we're going to do it, but coming back into the present. And often what we find in the present is the expression of those fires of the heart-mind in the body, in pockets of tension. And we can work with the tension, not to make it different, but to just sit down next to it, you know, to sometimes put a hand on it. It's like, oh gosh, there's a knot in my belly. If I put a hand on the belly and take a few breaths, it's like often the belly feels cared about and it will soften ever so slightly. And there might be just a moment of ease or release or peace. And that's where our attention is really helpful too. If you catch yourself in one of those moments where I'm not so distressed, it can be really nourishing to let yourself soak that in. Because part of what's going to get us through the marathon that this might end up being for us with everything going on in the world, with COVID and, you know, however long it takes the fires to literally go out on the, you know, the surface of our earth, the social fires, the political fires, it's like, it's going to take time for those to cool. And what's going to sustain us are pockets of peace. You know, peace is not like an ultimate destination. It's an aspiration. But if we're waiting for ultimate peace to get any rest, we're going to be tired, you know, so we have to tune into those pockets of peace and let them nourish us, to really partake of them. So there's more I could say, but I'd actually really love to offer a little space. I'd love to know, you know, what's alive for you in your life or your practice. You might have practice questions or challenges, and we're a somewhat smaller group. So if there's something that you'd like to unpack a little bit, I'd love to hear. And if you have requests or suggestions of something, a topic that might be really supportive to you in the coming weeks, I'm open to that as well. Thank you, Andrea. And I'm curious, as you're naming that, when you you know, your mind is hooked by a thought, and it sounds like it might be related to the fires, you know, in terms of the evacuation, not, you know, prep for evacuation, don't prep for evacuation, and I'm curious, when you notice that happening, are you aware of how that impacts your body, or like what's happening when those thoughts are going?
Yeah, no, it makes me
And what I'm one more curiosity, and then I'll see if I can and offer a little more in the practice today. Was there anything that was offered that you really resonated with in any way? Beautiful. So, so as you're naming all of this, I really appreciate it, and I am sure you're not alone. You know, I woke up one day, and it's like I don't even live like right up against the foothills, and I was like, do I pack? Do I not pack? Like, oh, like where is that illusion of safety? Like, how far could this come? So I want to honor that, you know, working with anxiety is also not about completely disregarding there may be skillful action to take. It's not an either or. It's really compassionately caring for our nervous systems in the midst of perhaps having to take action. Perhaps being an intentional, kind companion to ourselves. So the anxiety, the thoughts may not go away. The jitteriness in the body may not go away. But I'm really moved by that you respond to the soothing gesture. And, you know, does it feel different or better to... you know, be a companion to yourself as you're jittery and as the mind is spinning. Because sometimes that is enough of an anchor that we can actually slow down and maybe make the decisions we have to make or take the action we have to take. And maybe we'll actually get in our evacuation bag the stuff that's useful instead of what the panic mind picks up and throws in a bag. And again, it might be these micro moments of peace or calm. So I'll just pause there. There's more I can say, but I'm just curious how that lands and you know, the other piece that I would offer with anxiety that's very helpful, and I don't believe that meditation can do it all in the midst. Like, sometimes sitting with our anxiety is, like, not the way to go. So I also think anxiety is an emotion, anger too, actually. Many of the more agitated emotions really benefit from movement. So if you want to practice, maybe you go for a walk, maybe not even walking meditation, but a walk that has some awareness on the soles of your feet, which for many people can be more grounding. There's a great, I don't know if I have, because I know there's many Susans and Dianas on my mailing list, so I don't know if I have your emails specifically, but what I'm going to reference next, I could send a link to folks if you're interested. There's actually four little short practices called fear melters. They were originally developed by, I think it was Gay Hendricks. I can't remember if it was Gay or Katie Hendricks that developed it. And it's actually movement in the body of like shaking it off. And so for anxiety, literally, it's like standing up and shaking and letting your nervous system release. And there's one for each of the states that we can kind of go into when it comes to an activated nervous system. We can fight. So anger, there's a fear melter for anger. We can have the impulse of fear or fleeing, and there's a fear melter for that. we can freeze, as you named, Andrea, or we can also collapse. There's sort of a state of collapse. We can go into a faint response, which is sort of the fourth F that we don't name very much. And so for Diana and Susan, if you want that, send me your email so I know which Susan and Diana it is, and I can send that link out later today. It's a short little video that demos that. So movement can actually be really helpful to just let the nervous system discharge some of this. So I hope some of that's helpful. Yeah, great. Other comments about this topic or other things that are alive? Thank you, Susan. Karen, yeah. Well, thank you, Karen. And I was thinking about your reference earlier and that in combination with the fires, just really thinking about, you know, how it's such a powerful metaphor. And often the metaphors for liberation or freedom, you know, why are we practicing to cultivate more freedom from suffering? Many of those metaphors are about cooling. You know, and it's not about destroying or fighting or eliminating. It's actually about creating conditions that allow for cooling. And in many ways, that's how they're fighting the fires in our mountains. They're not, you can't extinguish a forest fire. There are not enough planes or fire retardant, you know, to extinguish fires on the scale that we have. But they're creating conditions, you know, boundaries around. So we're creating conditions to hold our own flaming hearts and minds. and sometimes bodies, you know, when there's physical pain or discomfort or illness or injury. And to trust our capacity is so much greater than we think it is or than we know it to be. And these times are stretching us. They're straining us, but they're also stretching us. And I believe these practices can really help us rise to meet the moment. Not every moment, you know. We'll fall on our face, we'll want to hide under the covers some days, you know. And that's fine. That's not a failure. But there are moments that these practices really support us in opening and meeting. Yeah. Ellen, please. Thank you, Ellen. And I really like, you know, the spotlighting of slowing. You know, that slowing is one of the conditions that can promote cooling and settling. And yeah, it's all a dress rehearsal, and we need so much practice, so much practice. And right up until the moment, you know, that we probably leave these bodies, you know, we'll be practicing, and we just never know. You know, I think about some of the teachers who have inspired me that, you know, they practice and then they, you know, something shows up in life where they're like, oh, keep practicing, you know, and I've had those moments where I was like, okay, this has been really helpful, and then there's something big, you know, there's a significant loss or something unprecedented like a global pandemic, and you're like, okay, there's more. There is more to know about the landscape of this heart and mind internally and the landscape externally and how those two interface. So, and community, you know, to be held in this process. Anything else that wants to be expressed? Aaron. Thank you, Karen. I love it. Well, thank you for sharing today. I really appreciate it. And I'll just close with a poem that I think, you know, speaks to some of this. How do we do this journey? You know, how do we do it? We do it together, and we do it one step at a time. So, this is a poem entitled In the Steps of RBG by Rosemary Wotola Tromer. And she begins with a quote by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Real change, enduring change, happens one step at a time. So let me take one step right now, one step toward respect, and give me strength to take another toward clarity. And though my feet might feel like stones, let me take another step toward justice, and another toward equity, and another toward truth. And though my legs may feel leaden and slow, though someone else may step on my toes, may I inch toward forgiveness. May every step be toward a bridge, enough divisiveness. And as I go, may I find joy in the stepping, grace in the edging toward great change. But if there's little joy, let me step anyway. Then take another step, and another, and another. So, may you meet this week, this day, one step at a time, and I am so grateful to be walking this journey with you each week. So I'll see you next week, and we'll keep building our capacity, expanding our window of tolerance for meeting this world just as it is. Take such good care.